牛，杀不厌牛。Hello，
Hello.
your name Michelle.
Now it's breaking up.
What's breaking up?
Your mic.
Would you like me to call you instead?
No.
What would you like me to do?
Continue on with the show like a true professional that you are.
As bad as it was that one time that I had to call you instead,
No.
I feel like it's bad and you just don't want me to know.
It's not bad. Introduce yourself.
Hey everyone, it's 6:02 p.m. Friday. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
And you're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo.
The summer sessions.
You have to whisper it.
The summer sessions. What up? What up,
Join
B?
our women's community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. And if you feel like you guys can't hear me, please let us know on the comments board since she's somewhere and I'm somewhere else and we're just like making all of this up.
As we go along.
We have three more shows in the summer sessions.
Your lisp
And we've got it.
sounds extra today.
Do I have a lisp?
Sometimes.
For real?
Sometimes.
You mean?
That just broke up, by the way. Or
I
else
do
it's
not have a
like.
lisp. I do not have a lisp.
I think lisps are cool. Everyone says it sounds fine.
But that's news to me that I have a lisp.
Maybe it's just the microphone.
Maybe it's your ears.
I doubt it.
All right, well, this is what happens when my husband's mean to me and I have to set up the mic all by myself.
I'm not gonna feel bad for you because you're married.
That doesn't make any
I
sense.
don't care.
See, just Ted says it's a little
Whoa.
hot.
Whoa, it
Okay, I fixed it.
just
Did I
blew my
fix it?
brains out. Yeah.
Be high energy. Ready, everyone? Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how slash when did you realize that you're disgusting? Because you are. And
Very.
so am I. So is Michelle.
Yeah, for real. So you're just saying you knew right away? You've always known?
Yeah, I knew as a child that I was disgusting because my brother and my sister used to make fun of me all the time, because I was quite averse to showers.
Same.
Bathroom and just turn on the water and sit there,
I've done that. I've done that.
busting me. And still to this day, I'm quite averse to showers.
When was the last time you showered?
I think I had a silver wash yesterday. We have levels of them at my house. Bra is the whore bath,
I love a good whore bath.
which, for those of you who don't know, means you just clean your private areas and then you out.
Real quick with a warm bath cloth, right? I don't even.
Do it with the handheld shower
No,
at
I don't
least.
know. My whore bath is putting a washcloth underneath the faucet in the sink. I don't even get in the shower.
Bronze level, then. I would
Yeah.
say that's less than bronze. That's where I would put that.
Okay.
Silver joint is full shower, neck down, no shaving. Gold is full shower, neck down, shaving.
No hair washing.
No hair washing. That's the platinum. The
Oh.
platinum is the
The platinum is what?
full shebang.
Full
Sh
shebang.
the full shebang.
It is cutting out a little bit, but I think it's fine. I think if you hold the mic in the right place, you'll be okay.
Thanks for the tip.
It's just a tip. Don't get so uptight.
My favorite game. So when
I
did you figure it out, Michelle?
mean, I get reminded again and again and again and again.
So what was this week's
There
reminder?
was two. So I left North Carolina, got in the car to see my sister, or got in the car to drive home, And then I realized, like, oh my God, I smell so bad.
Why did you smell?
I don't know. I don't think I like, showered very much. Like BO. Like I did the whole put my finger under my armpit and smell it, which I love to do. So maybe that's disgusting.
You didn't shower the whole time you were at your sister's house?
Well, there's a pool, so it's confusing.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't need to shower when you go swimming in chlorine. That's like sitting in bleach.
It was a saltwater pool.
Oh, that's nasty.
Is it? The other thing I learned, and this is disgusting.
Dry?
Huh?
Doesn't you feel like super dry?
I don't know. I don't know those things. Those are things for girls.
Oh, okay. What was the other thing?
Did you know you could put a pillow in a washing machine?
Yeah, Andy did it a few months ago, but he only washed his pillows and not mine.
I was shocked. Joe Magasco told me that today. I was like, no, you, or yesterday, I was like, no, you can't. And he was like,
can't. Don't you have to put it in there with like a sneaker, or a tennis ball or something?
A tennis ball? Why?
Or maybe that's what you do when you are washing your duvet, your thing with down in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you wash your thing with that has down in it, you have to put it in with a tennis ball so that the feathers don't, like, get stuck in one corner.
Well, then I read online you put an extra spin cycle on it to get the water all out. I had no idea.
Oh, you just dry it? Oh, spin cycle.
Spin cycle in the washer. In the washing. Yeah, you do an extra one. No, I had no clue.
People are asking if we're live. The answer is yes. Call us, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how/when did you realize you were disgusting?
Alive, but still dead inside. We have a bunch of calls. You want to take one? Yes? Okay.
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how
good,
are
how
you?
How are you?
I'm good. So I found out I was disgusting after I got married.
Oh.
My wife, you know, being a proper lady, when she grew up, she was always, you know, told, you don't want to fart or burp in public. But I'm disgusting, I guess.
Wait, I lost the part about burping in public. What'd you say after
that? Because I'm at home now. So, you know, when I'm at home and it's just me and my wife, I figure I could burp and I could fart.
No,
but that's disgusting because she learned not to do that.
That is so gross. You cannot do that.
Andy doesn't do that?
No.
He does not.
Absolutely not.
Or at least when she does it, it's quiet. Because she says the thing is quietly.
Can you hear this guy?
No, you're breaking up, but that was a good one. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day. One. Thank you.
Andy does not do that.
Really?
Yeah, no way. That's so gross. The thing about, like, married people is they get so comfortable that they start, like, doing things that they would do alone in front of each other. And
then they never want to do sex.
That's where it goes badly. Yeah, because then they never want to do the sex.
I'm trying to... No, my ex-boyfriend used to do ridiculous things.
Yeah, but you probably didn't get grossed out because you don't really get grossed out, do you? Oh, God, what are you thinking about right now? Oh, no. This is probably so gross. I don't even think I want to know.
I'm not going to tell you. You want to take another call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio. Okay, bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Evening, Michelle.
Hello.
Evening, Franny. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, doing all right. This has been, I'm really looking forward to about 20 more minutes in and see what happens. Now, how
scared.
Low in the disgusting depths are we trying to understand the human condition this evening because of the...
I want to go dark, but not
as
FCC.
As far as the conversation takes us.
But as...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
As dark as the FCC will let us, so you will know.
Yeah, I know. I hear you on that.
Okay.
It's hard to pick out an exact moment. I heard you talking about that earlier, Michelle. And Franny, I thought that was fascinating with the rare medals as the ranking of showers.
That is good.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it's hard to pick out at a single moment because each new moment could bring about you know, it's more of probably the earliest age would be when I heard the story. I ate dog feces that had been left out in the communal area of our apartment complex.
What did you think it was?
I have no idea. Dog I don't recall. Feces. This is a story told to me about me. And I like to think that that was the moment I realized, like, if you're this desperate to put things in your mouth, that you're just going to pick up wild animals. You know, they said dog, but, you know, it could have been easily a raccoon or a possum or
I love it.
How old were you?
I think like 3 or something.
I mean, you didn't know any better.
2. It's disgusting.
Yeah, hanging out.
Disgusting would be had you known what it was and you still ate it.
But it still proves that we're all disgusting animals and we're all just like impulses.
The turn of it's like owl. Did you all ever do owl pellets dissection?
No.
Where you soak owl feces in water to see what it ate?
No.
It's a common middle school
That's
science.
That's cool.
You know, burn an afternoon kind of project. There's another, but it's not as disgusting. Eating it from a dog, that seems disgusting, but playing with it in the name of science, somehow feces, that's when I realized humanity was disgusting, I guess.
I like that answer. You just put a different name on it.
My mom tells a story that my sister ate her own when she was a baby. Obviously, she didn't know what it was, but...
How much? Like, being a parent myself... Those moments happen. You're like, oh, no, how long have they been wallowing in their own diaper? You know, throwing it around or, you know, whatever is the story.
I feel like most kids don't do that, right?
The story my mom told was that my sister had, like, a blowout, so my mom took off her diaper and put her in the sink and turned around for, like, a second, and when she turned back around, my sister was, like, basically eating it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like most babies don't do that, right?
They must.
No, I think
Michelle,
they know
I
better.
Think you're going to have to face the fact you probably did it as well.
No, uh-uh.
Now, every one of us at some point as
I don't
a child,
think so.
There's been moments. You have children, right?
Absolutely not. What's wrong with you?
That's cute, sir.
Well, no, the game, The Sims or something. You play The Sims?
No, we don't play The Sims. We're not freaking
Sims.
Losers.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Who do you think we are?
Well, there's people, especially because of the pandemic, they've been looking for any sort of social stimulation. So the Sims franchise has really moved up.
I prefer phone
sex. The community had opened up more. So I wasn't sure where Shut Up Weirdo ranked on that.
They probably rank in
the... Shut Up Weirdo does not rank on the Sims scale.
No, no, no. All right, sir. I did love your call. What's your name?
Oh, Zachary. What?
What is it?
Zachary. Say hello, Veronica.
Zach.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you disgusting?
How's it going?
Are you disgusting?
Michelle.
Hey.
I'm just asking.
I don't hear them real well.
What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Yeah, what's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Okay.
All right,
nice
bye.
Nice talking to you. Have a good one.
Ready?
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
You got to turn your radio down.
Hello?
Man, you blew it. You're going to regret it. They always do that. And then they're like, I tried to get through. Ready?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people who were just like waiting in line to be like, am I going to go that level of disgusting? Like, I feel like there's a lot of listeners tonight who are like, where am I comfortable with? And also, like, who am I around right now? And so I thought about my answer, and I'm sure I did disgusting things, but, like, I didn't have the self-awareness to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my answer where I was like, oh, I'm just disgusting and just, you know, the bane of society was, you know, when you're a little kid, you throw up a lot, you know, you get sick, you have the stomach flu or whatever, you just throw up because you're young. But there was this one time I threw up and I was at Marie Callender's. Do you guys know what Marie Callender's is?
No, wait, no.
It sounds familiar. That?
It's like a chain that's like, I'm from California. So it's like a, It's like a Denny's, but they have pot pie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, I got very sick at this furry calendars and started throwing up, and I couldn't make it to the bathroom, and I started throwing up onto everyone's
No, you meal. Didn't.
And, yeah, I did.
Like in Stand By Me with the blueberry pies?
I mean, I don't, you know, I could have blocked the specific food I was throwing up onto of people's, but I actively remember, I was like, this is going on someone's plate, and people were turning around in horror and, like, gasping, and,
no,
you know, it was like my throwing up had finally, you know,
bluff ball.
Now everybody knew
bluff
about
ball.
It.
Bluff ball.
What?
You're lying.
Bluff ball. We think you're fibbing.
I totally am not. And I'll tell you what is a fib, though, is my family, because it was also like sort of a family dinner, loves to bring this up, but they always add more to it. I'm telling the least exaggerated version of the way the story is usually
told. I'm pretty sure you might have been like throwing up on your way to the bathroom, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't on someone else's food.
The worst is when you are puking and you cover your mouth. The puke comes out anyway, and it like comes out through your fingers. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I've never puked without a toilet before.
What do you mean?
And it was just happening. Like, I wasn't trying to. I don't know. It's one of those, like, if I logistically thought about the path to the bathroom, I remember it being, like, a really skinny little path where you're kind of maneuvering
through, like,
tables.
I do not believe that you threw up on other people's dinners, but I appreciate the call.
And the creativity. Have a good one.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. That guy was a bluff baller.
You know what it is? It probably happened, and he's probably right. Every time his family tells the story, they add more and more, and now he doesn't remember the actual story.
Yeah, and him throwing up on other people's food was like one of the exaggerations.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Ready? I'm not supposed to say ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're
on
the radio.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, am I on the air? I'm sorry. I could barely hear you.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, well, when I found out I was disgusting was, now this is a true story. I'm going to keep it as clean as possible. About three, and if...
I can't what? Start with me today.
It's a body part.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, that story was not going to happen on my watch.
Well, he can call back and skip that part.
Okay. Call back and skip that part, sir.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the radio.
It is like
please
all
turn yours down.
Amateur hour.
It's so frustrating. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Ian.
Oh, my God. A professional.
God, thank God.
These people don't know about the delay and...
Yeah,
I think there's just a lot of
we should waiting for us to answer the phone, but then they're listening to the show, so they can't hear us when we answer the phone.
Let's
it's like
announce this. If you get on the air, please turn your radio down and only pay attention to your phone. Then if you want to hear your call, you can go back in the archive and do it later.
Jeez Louise.
Let's give them a break. They're new listeners. Anyway,
hi, Ian.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just getting grossed out.
You've probably got some disgusting, disgusting things you do.
Well, I've got a little story about when I was about second or third grade. My best friend lived behind our elementary school, and it had this forest called the Bamboo Forest, but it had a sewage line that went through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know what the river was. And... so we would play in it all the time. And this one day, this his babysitter at the time, who was this elderly, I think she was elderly Chinese woman, came running out and started yelling at us and like made us go inside. And we didn't really understand what we had done wrong. And it was explained to us later that we were playing with action figures in a sewage line. And we kept going back. We didn't care.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah. It was just such a perfect place to hang out. And now I'm like, I'm probably going to grow like a third arm out of my chest or something at some point.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's why he's so handsome.
Yeah. What's that?
Maybe that's why he's so handsome.
Yeah.
Mutated.
I'd like to do disgusting things to him. Bye, Ian.
Oh, my God. Michelle.
What?
Ian, wait. Ian's on the list.
Okay, Ian, you're on the list.
Yeah, Ian, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
It's like a certain place where you put your mic where it cuts out.
Really? That's so weird.
Yeah.
Should I take the thing off?
No, no, no. Don't start experimenting now. That's a huge mistake that DJs make.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've just been dealing with this for 4 months.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for the gifts.
Oh, you're welcome.
What'd I get?
Okay. So,
you got the strawberry jam. I sent it to you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, Ted. Tell us how you know you're disgusting.
Well, there's two things. One is the story that happened that was actually similar to the guy that called about the Marie calendars. Mm-hmm. Me and a bunch of friends of mine, we went to IHOP, and, you know, we were eating whatever it was, and I got this sudden urge to sneeze uncontrollably.
Oh, no!
And when it happened, I had a mouthful of food in my mouth, and the sneeze just came on me, like, so suddenly, I just sneezed and shot all the food in my mouth right out at the guy that was sitting across from me. And,
that's gross.
You know, it was, and all I could say was sorry, and, you know. but the other thing that I do
that would make
gross,
me vomit.
The other thing that I do that's gross is sometimes I get a runny nose,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'll blow my nose with a tissue, whatever, like a normal person, but sometimes it just keeps going on and on and on for, like, hours and hours and hours. And even the tissues are, like, feel, like, super raw on my nose. And the only thing that I found that works and it's not like, excruciatingly painful is, like, an old T-shirt.
Oh.
And so I'll blow my nose in
it.
An old T-shirt.
I was getting real nervous.
My God. Michelle and I were so terrified of what you were going to say. We were, like, cringing with our eyes closed, waiting for it to hit us. And then the answer was a T-shirt.
God, I use the T-shirt I'm wearing all the time.
Yeah, but then, but by the time I'm done with it, it's just like, and it's all, and the snot, all,
okay.
It's all dried up
okay.
on it. It just looks
okay.
utterly disgusting.
Okay, that is gross. That is vile. Thank you. Thank you, Ted.
But then I
throw
it in the washing machine.
It could have been. Yeah. Goodbye, Ted.
Bye, Ted.
Bye. He wants to keep talking about it.
Ugh. Do you want to take a breather or you want to answer another call?
A breather.
Okay. When was the last time you barfed?
I don't remember.
How's your gag reflex?
I don't have one.
Lucky Andy?
No. I don't do that. I'm a wife.
That's true. You don't have to do that anymore. You're married.
I don't have to do anything anymore.
Whatever. Just lie there.
That's right. It's nice.
Man. All right, you ready?
Someone on the comments board asked how many more shows we have. After tonight, we have two more shows, and Michelle and I highly recommend that you listen to the last one.
We recommend you listen to both, but the finale, we have something incredible planned.
Highly recommended.
Incredible. Not to, like, brag, but.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
We're
going to go out with a bang, baby.
Yeah, a big bang. 201-209-9368. Give us a call. You'll get through. We want to know how vile and disgusting you are.
But keep it clean. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi. It's an honor to be here on Shut Up Weirdo tonight. How are you, lady?
Pretty
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. It's an honor to have you, sir.
That's fantastic. You know when I found out I was disgusting? When I was 13 or so, and I was just horny all the time, just going through puberty.
Be careful. And... be careful.
Yeah.
No. It's just very innocent. Okay. I went to this big family reunion with all these like relatives that I didn't know, and there was some great aunt of mine who was like 75, who gave me this big kiss on the lips, and just like got me so turned on. So then, like at the end of the party or whatever, I made sure like I went back to her and like gave her another kiss on the lips, and this poor old woman was like, I think this boy likes kissing me.
Lying. That didn't happen.
No, that really, really happened.
Oh my god, what's your name?
Sam.
Oh my god, Sam, I love this story so much.
Michelle, you really believe this?
Yes, I want to believe it more than I want to believe in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or anything.
How old was this woman that you kissed?
She's probably dead now.
It makes me so happy.
Wait, how old was the lady again?
I would say 70, maybe. She was okay looking for her age.
I mean, it was probably just like the wetness that made you.
It was my first kiss, probably.
Oh my god, Michelle like has lost her mind.
It's so funny though.
All right, Sam, you're on the list, but only because you made Michelle laugh like this. I don't know if I believe you.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Oh. I'm glad.
All right, oh my God,
have
I'm
a good
crying.
One.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Michelle, I need to go grab another pen.
Absolutely
I'll
not.
I'll be right back.
Okay. 201-209-9368. See if you have a story better than Sam's who just called. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. We are halfway through the show. My co-host Franny just went to grab a pen. And now she's back.
Oh, no. I sat in chocolate and it's all over my chair and it looks like number two.
Why are you eating chocolate?
Oh, no. I got to go get a napkin.
Stop
it. Is it on my booty?
Let me see. Just take your pants off. I can't see.
Can you see?
I can't see it.
Is there chocolate on my shorts?
I can't see any chocolate. Just take your shorts off, dude.
I'm taking my pants off. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. High maintenance co-host. Jesus. So, as Franny goes to change her pants because she sat in chocolate, I can see her underwear. Franny, thong? Maybe?
I think my shorts are saved.
Okay, great. Can we get back to doing a radio show, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like I number two'd my pants.
Okay, please stop talking about that. And chocolate comes out, so don't worry.
Okay.
And if it stains, you can just give me those shorts. All right.
No.
There's a bunch of calls. Ready?
Yes. I'm pantless. Hi. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I called earlier about my story with the brownie.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I misheard you, but you said to call back and clean it up a little bit.
Yes, please.
It's a true story. I sunbathed in the nude, and I must have dropped a piece of brownie. I went to it was there for like 3 months. I thought it was cancer. I went to the doctor. He did an examination, and he told me, "No, that's a piece of brownie." And now what happens is,
no way.
No, listen, I'm telling you, this is a true story. And he told me, when you sweat a lot, I'm going to say this the best way I can, you get, like, caking from sweat. And that's how the brownie must have stuck there.
Absolutely not.
I'm telling you, it is. It's a true story.
It would have been, like, rotten or something if it was there for 3 months.
No.
Disgusting.
Okay, goodbye.
I hate him.
Oh, yeah,
I hate him. What a buzzkill, man.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here with no pants.
Buzzkill. Ready?
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Okay, I have my story ready for you.
A real live girl. Let's hear it.
Okay, so my mom is like a really high strung person, and I had a cousin coming to visit, and we were waiting at this restaurant in the East Village for a really long time, and we finally got seated, and they brought us a bowl of, like, a, you know, a thing of bread for the table, and in order to keep my mom calm and to prevent us from going to another restaurant, well, there was, like, a sizable roach that I don't think anyone saw but me. And so I ate the piece of bread with the roach on it to keep my mom calm and to stay at the restaurant. And then we ate dinner there where there are roaches on the food.
Are you serious?
You really expect us to believe you ate a roach?
Maybe her mom was really scary.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay, so I told my boyfriend this story, and the way I described it was my mom was so crazy that I had to eat a bug.
I can see that.
It's not on me. It's on my mom.
And if, yeah, I see that. People, like, kids just have to, like, why are you smelling your finger, Francine?
Could that have been something other than chocolate?
You're so gross. What's your name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie. I don't think you're vile. I think you just had to take one for the team and the family.
I had to take one for the team. I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
She would have lost it. She would have flipped the table.
Yeah.
Or she just, like, would have, like, fallen on the floor and, like, something would have happened.
You did the right thing.
So here's a question. Does your mom know about this?
Say that again?
Does your mom know about this? Like, have you told her?
I just recently told her about it, and she's putting it on me. And I just recently told my cousin about it because he lives in the city now. And he's, like, the son of, like, my very fancy uncle. And, like, I wanted to impress him. and he wasn't even, like, offended or, like, that grossed out. But I knew at that moment, like, that I had that grossness in me. Like, I will eat a bug to get out of, like, uncomfortable social situations.
I think that's brave.
I think it's your fault, too. Not your mom's.
Whoa. All right. Well, Lizzie, thank you for calling.
You know
Thanks
what I think?
Me.
What?
I think that's putting a bug Band-Aid on a bigger problem.
It really is. Oh, you don't want to get into it.
All right.
Sounds intense. Have fun in therapy.
I didn't like her.
I liked her.
I didn't like her. She needs help.
Everyone needs help. Plus, her call proves that you can still eat bugs and have a boyfriend.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So, like, I'm not a big fan of showering either, and right now my armpits smell like onions.
I love it.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell you something I did that I guess it's disgusting, but I think it's, like, kind of hilarious. And I was at a friend's house when I was, like, 12 or 13, and we were smoking weed and litter box. Yeah. And it just, like, cracked me up to think of someone cleaning out the litter box and going, oh.
You can't say any of those things. I had to block you.
This is the pet call that we have to, like,
yeah, you can't say any of those things.
Thank you. I love that story myself. I'm so glad I could share it with you guys.
What's your name?
Jan.
Jan, I love that story. I hope people could hear it because I had to dump a lot of that.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to say certain things.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I hope the essential stuff got through.
Franny will retell it,
so to speak.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Jan, wait.
Yeah.
Let me talk.
Sorry.
Jan, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, really? Awesome. Thank you. I have the kitty T-shirt, by the way.
Oh, you do?
I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a classic. Yep.
It's fantastic. Yep.
All right.
I love
have a good one
too.
Thanks, Jan.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Retell her story.
For those of you who couldn't hear that because we had to dump a lot of it, Jan called to let us know that when she was 12, she was at her friend's house smoking the pot, and she went to the bathroom to do a number two, and she thought it would be funny to do it in the litter box. So she did it in the litter box because she liked thinking about someone cleaning out the litter box and being like, whoa, what's up with the cat?
That's, like, so good on so many levels. It's, like,
it's funny. It's really good imagining, like, a 12-year-old stoned girl, like, doing that in a litter box.
Yeah, it's creative, but it's still deceptive.
And it's not.
And
like
she
so
had drugs
because no one had to like really touch it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so good. I love it.
Yeah, that was a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Okay. I have a story about number two. Is that cool?
We're cutting it close here.
Yeah, we're really cutting it close. So try and keep it clean, and I'll hang up on you if it's over the top.
Okay, it's pretty clean. So I was in eighth grade, and my counselor was in the bathroom. It was just me and her, and I don't know where everyone else was. So she was going to the bathroom, and there was a problem. I don't know what was going on. And then she just comes out, and she looks at me, and she says, don't tell. And she took a big wad of toilet paper, and there was something in it, and she tossed it in the garbage can.
So confused.
And then everybody came back from all their activities, and they're like, oh my God, it smells so bad in here. What happened?
That is so weird.
So everyone's like, what happened? It smells so bad. What's going on? And I told her that I wouldn't tell, so I wasn't going to say anything. But then I ratted on her, and she got fired.
She got fired? Why would she get fired?
Because it was weird. I don't know. She told me not to tell.
But was it, her being weird, or was it, a problem with the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to take a number two out of the toilet and put it in the trash.
All right. I got to let you go. Why are you making those faces, Franny?
Because that was so stupid.
Why?
Because A, wasn't even that gross. It was just stupid.
I didn't think
it was.
What was
the point of it?
I thought it was funny.
But what was the point of the lady doing that?
I don't know. She didn't know.
So dumb. Okay.
What part's dumb?
The whole thing was dumb.
I helped my friend fish one out of the toilet once.
Cool.
It was gross. But we were at a party, so it was really
embarrassing. I thought you didn't like talking about that.
I don't.
You look too, like you're having a good time right now.
The jokes are funny.
Those weren't even funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, girls. Welcome back for the summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your breath of fresh air. Hey, this is Annette calling once again. Back in the dark ages in the 1950s, I was only about three or four, having a good time in the summer out on the lawn playing with the house and use the back on the lawn.
Okay.
I can't.
Hey, everybody, you cannot call in and talk about number two anymore.
No.
That is off the table here. Okay? 201-209-9368. How or when did you realize you were disgusting?
There's got to be more ways than that. Although I did like the kitty litter story, but no more. We've had our fill.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm seriously leaving. This is like making me so angry. I can't.
You can't leave. Why are you so mad?
I don't know. That call was so stupid, it made me frangry.
Oh, come on.
And then the next call was just about the same dumb topic. Like, number two. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't either, but I like the way that girl was laughing at her own story. I think that's why I liked
it. It made me so mad.
Can you turn it around, please?
I'm trying. I don't know. I need a call.
And then I'm going to be in a bad mood. If you're in a bad mood, I'm going to be in a bad mood.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That was so mean.
Be in a bad mood, then.
I don't want to be in a bad mood. We're on the freaking radio.
Well, you're the one who just made the rule for yourself.
Now I am pissed off.
Hi, did you answer? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I got a story. I don't know if it rates, but I'll give it a shot. So when I was in college, I was in bed with my girlfriend, and she wakes me up and says, "Hey, there's some dude trying to break into the apartment." So I slink down the stairs and I look through the little.
I'm seriously leaving.
I can't. Okay. Now I'm really mad.
Someone on the comments board asked if morally disgusting stories apply, and I'm saying yes to that. Because
hell yes.
I have to hear one more freaking story about you know what, I'm going to kill someone.
I'm scared to answer the phone. I don't want to go out on a bad note.
You mean for the show or for the summer?
Well, I'm worried if tonight we have a bad show, then we're not going to want to do it next week.
I could take the week off.
Please don't.
All right, answer the freaking call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow. Hi. Can you hear me?
Wait. Before you say anything, we
hey
are
there.
Not accepting
my name's Joe.
Any
this is the
more
first time
calls
I've gotten through.
Joe.
About.
So,
Joe. Joe.
Can Joe?
Can you please listen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
We are
Before
not accepting
you say a single word. We are not accepting any calls about number two.
Oh yeah, I heard you say that a little while ago.
Okay.
No worries.
Thank you.
You're safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. No problem. So, can I tell you now?
Yes.
Cool. So, it's not as gross as some of the other callers, but in line with like discovering you're gross, my mom and I. We use the same dentist, and like 15 years ago, I was like 13, 14, and I got my teeth cleaning, no big deal. A few days later, my mom goes in for a cleaning, same hygienist, and while the lady is cleaning her teeth, she's like, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know, your son was in here a few days ago, and I had a hard time doing his cleaning because he smelled like really bad."
Oh,
and,
my God!
That just, like, it kind of had a long-lasting effect because then a lot of existential things, like, oh, my God, very embarrassing. And I was like, is this why nobody likes me at school? And it was just like a big thing. But it's okay now.
But you probably just needed to start wearing deodorant because you were going through puberty or something.
No, exactly. It's like the big discovery, right? You know. So, yeah.
Aw.
Good times.
That is sad.
No, I'm sorry, but you know.
I hope you fixed your body odor problem. Buddy.
Yeah.
Since I have you, can I ask one thing?
Sure.
I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about Frangry adopting or shopping for a pet. Was that ever resolved?
Oh, good question.
I've given myself a cutoff date of Labor Day. If I haven't received an approval for an adoption, I'm gonna buy one.
Oh no! Hopefully it works out. Adoption.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot. Love you guys.
Love you.
Have a good one.
Have you heard back from any of the dog places?
The one I sent you today, they want to do a FaceTime call.
What happened to Hennessy?
Nobody's written me back.
Oh, man.
A lot of places only, like, do it locally, so that's an issue.
Hmm.
That's a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can you hear back from any of the dog places?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I'm on? Okay, great. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great. So it's not so gross, but I think you're putting me, I thought about how gross it might be. And last week I was camping, and I just ate a cold Progresso minestrone with a rock. Like, from the can, but using a rock, and they didn't have a spoon.
Wait, like, the rock was
and I
a
guess
spoon?
Not that bad, but...
Did you wash
that's
it?
That's not that gross. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I washed it with spit. Like, I spit on it.
You're like a caveman.
But I think... Also, do you know if it's okay to eat from those cans? Just heat up those cans and eat from them?
Probably, yeah, it's okay.
Probably
it's
fine.
Cooked. Yeah, okay. You're fine. Yeah.
So it's not so gross, but it made me realize.
No, you're not supposed to heat up the can, right?
Eat rocks and stuff.
No, you can heat up the can.
Did you heat up the can in like a boiling water, or did you just?
No, it was in a fire pit.
No, that's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just not watered down,
rock.
But it's edible. It's just
rock,
more concentrated.
But in the can, like the actual putting the can in the fire.
Yeah,
what difference does it make?
I don't think you're supposed to put the can in the fire.
Yeah.
Why?
You're supposed to dump out the contents.
I think there's something inside the can.
There's something in the can,
okay,
in the lining of the can, when
it
gets hot.
It but whatever.
That's why it's like...
Can I tell you something that's driving me crazy about this show, and I don't know why it's driving me crazy today? Maybe it's happening today and it's never happened before. I don't know. I feel like we're all talking at the same time.
Yeah, I've felt that too. I think it's because of...
Is it always like that?
I think it's because of the delay.
The delay is really confusing.
The delay is, like, really confusing me.
But we don't hear the delay.
Yeah, it's confusing me, too. I'm still hearing all of us.
Yeah, it's weird.
But what do you mean? We don't hear the delay.
Because it seems like someone's not talking, so then someone tries to talk, but then it's like the timing is weird. So then people, it's the timing's weird.
Today or always?
I think today especially.
Hmm. I thought you were in different places at the start of the show.
We are in different places.
Oh, you're on the camera, though. Okay, I hear you.
Oh,
okay, well,
so
this
weird.
Has been a really
okay.
especially good episode. I mean, I know you
it
don't
has?
Like it. It's been funny for me.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one. So weird.
All right, I'm going to try to not talk a lot.
I'm going to just stop talking completely. Hi, you're on the radio.
I am? Hello?
Michelle, please talk.
Hi, you're on the radio?
Hello?
Hi,
can
you're
you
on
hear me?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Tell us about how disgusting you are, lady.
Okay. The most disgusting thing that I can think of was I used to have really heavy periods. And I would bleed a lot. And sometimes it was just so much that I would make a mess. And one time on my way home from work, I bled so much into the car seat that I kind of stuck to it when I got up. And then I had to shampoo the inside of the car to clean it up.
Ugh. Happens.
Yeah, it was awful. I'm glad it's not a problem anymore.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
One time my friend was driving drunk and she was scared a cop was going to pull over and she really had to go to the bathroom, so she just peed in the seat of her car.
While the cop was pulling her over?
I don't remember like the exact story. Did Andy just come home?
Yeah, he couldn't wait 10 minutes to come home at 7? Seriously?
You just... Shoot him.
Like, he just walked in with, like, bags of groceries. He's in the kitchen putting stuff away.
How mad are you?
He you please stop?
How mad are you?
I told him to go outside. Like what? I can't.
Are you gonna really. Are you gonna be okay?
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I can.
Like for real. 10 minutes.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Okay.
Okay. Can we? I'm really nervous now. Okay.
Why?
Because I don't like confrontation.
Nobody's fighting.
Yeah, but you're mad. You're fighting. Everyone's talking over each other.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Oops. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So my disgusting story is about a year ago, my apartment flooded. By no fault of my own, that's the disgusting part. But my stepdad had to come over and help me, like, clean up the water with the shop vac, and he had to get under my bed. So he asked me beforehand, do you have anything, like, I shouldn't see under your bed? And I was thinking, like, no, I hit everything, you know. You should be good. So we go to lift up the bed, and there is a used condom under there. And I was mortified, but the worst part was I hadn't slept with anybody for over a year, so it has been there for a very long time. And I was pretty grossed
so
out.
Wow, that is so embarrassing.
Gross.
What's your name? What's your name, lady?
Melissa,
that's a good story.
Thanks. I got.
Can you just imagine being her dad?
No, that
Melissa, is... Melissa, how long did it take before your dad forgave you?
How long did it take for what?
For him
for
to forgive you.
For to forgive you.
I mean, he didn't acknowledge it, and I didn't acknowledge it. I just kind of grabbed it real quick, so...
That's the best thing to do.
About, just, you know, pretend it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that is so gross.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, Melissa, thank you. Have a good one. Ew.
I like it when something like that happens, but you don't look the person in the eye, and they don't look you in the eye, and then you just ignore it.
But you both know.
Oh, you both know, and you know forever, and every time you see them, you both know, but you never talk about it.
Ew, dude. Oh, God.
Okay,
you
don't.
You think that her dad, like, went home and told her mom about what he found?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
If Are it you was... sniffing yourself?
I'm sniffling.
Oh. Do you need a t-shirt, like, just Ted?
Yeah, I don't want to use my pretty dress.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, there's only 4 more minutes. Don't worry, okay?
I'm worried.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio. Give me patience. Lord, give me patience.
Give me strength. Give me strength. Ready?
Hi. You're on the radio.
It's finally happened.
Yes, it's finally happened.
You have no idea what I've gone through to get through. And now, so I called at the beginning of the show. And I thought, I've got the best story. This is gonna do it. And I've listened over the hour because it's taking me this long to get through. And I've been eclipsed by everyone. So now I find myself in a quandary. Because all it was, oh yeah, I scratch behind my earlobe and I really like the smell of it. And I thought, wow, that's horrible. But the depravity that some of these guys have sunk to since then. This is nothing.
Yours is pretty vile, actually.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, that helps.
I think he's right. he would have been funny at the beginning of the hour, but with these degenerates calling the whole time.
What's your name, buddy?
Josh.
Josh. Where are you calling from?
What does the earlobe smell like?
I'm
going to
check.
Where
do you think I'm calling from?
I don't know. London?
Alice?
Hmm?
No. Oh, I nearly said a word. I don't know London. Near Cambridge in the UK.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
All right. I like your voice. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Take care.
He was hot. He had a hot voice.
Yeah, I liked the way he talked.
All right, we're done. Do you want to do one more real quick, or are you done?
No, we need to pick a winner.
Okay.
So on my list, we have Ian, who is playing in the sewage line even after he knew it was a sewage line.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sam, who was turned on by the wet kiss of his 70-year-old aunt.
That's my favorite. And then he went back for another one.
And then we have Jan, who enjoyed the litter box when she was a 12-year-old stoner.
They're all so good.
How are you going to pick?
My vote's for Sam. Who's your vote for?
Sam. You're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Do you think we'll be here next week?
Maybe.
But we'll definitely be here the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
For a very special surprise.
It's going to be a fun surprise.
I think we should suck it up and do the show next week, but we could talk about it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do it, or yeah, we should talk about it later.
Yeah, we should talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good weekend, pal. Do you want to do the station ID?
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockland County 91.1 FM.
Sorry.
91.9.
No, this is illegal. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This has been Shut Up Weirdo.
Gross.
Disgusting. Vile. Creepy.
Yucky. Poopy.
Smelly.
Bye.
Stay tuned for Stashu.
Welcome to another new and exciting episode of Dance with me, Stanley!
ute i hennes hjärta bor. Tack i blommor suckade hon ofta, den som finge äga er en stund. Och så känna hur skönt i dotta och trycka blott en kyss på eder mun. Så hon tänkte då er yngling sade, hör du Elin, vill du bli min brud? Allt mitt guld jag för din fot ner lade och klädde dig i alpens blomsterskrud. Nej, hon sa, det är ingen brud jag bliver, för en som man mig ett löfte ger. Och det är att han mig en allfros giver, en enda blott jag fodrar icke mer. Och Uno klättrar upp för bergets klippa, tills han kom dit där blomman slagit ro. Hans enda handtag var en blomsterknippa, och på en tuva stödde han sin fot. Elin, se, här har du dina blommor, men vad är det en alpros vit som snö? Och Elin, vänta, se nu snart jag kommer, min gud jag faller, låt mig icke dö. Så han ropte då han störtade ner där, ifrån bergets högst belägna torn. Men ut i dalen ligger blott hans kläder, och så hans rysligt sönderslagna kropp. Elin ville skynda hem från gille, när hon fick se den döde då hon skrev. Och store Gud, nu har jag själv förspillet livet för den som jag älskade. Nu ej pennan här må längre rita upp på kvinnors trots och övermod. Alpens rosor är och ej mer vita, de är och färgade av Kunos blod.
Are you relaxed yet?
I'm not!
And that's good. Because you're about to be hit in the face with Ultimate Party for the weekend!
Oh,
fine, but for mine I want to feel life and settle down on my lonely shore. It's a fallen, Chico, it's a fallen, Chico.